Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
So it begins.
The baby has arrived.
Oh, it's not over. No.
The baby is here.
It's not over. It's just beginning. Welcome back, Jonathan Kuminga. 2 years, $48 million.
JK.
Team option on year two. And now we've got a basketball team to finally talk about. They've got 11 guys on the roster. Make it 12 if you throw in that two-way guy.
And
no, actually, they got 12. They got more than that. But here's the...
give it to him.
You like this lineup, theoretically? Curry, Heald, Butler, Green, Horford. That's going to be your starters. Melton, Pods, GP2, Kuminga, Post, Trace Jackson Davis coming off the bench. That's 11 guys right there. We're ready to roll, Goo.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, but you got the starter wrong.
What do you mean?
It's Pods, Curry, Butler, Green, and Horford.
I saved the day.
Yeah, that's window dressing.
I'm vibe. And we got a new Curry. I am excited about
Seth. Wait, a new Curry?
Yeah, Seth, his brother.
Oh, not yet.
What you mean, not yet? I mean,
he's got to wait like 14 games or something.
Oh, so he won't start the season?
No, neither will Melton.
Well, that is...
Oh, hey, no, here we go. What's in the water?
No, we saw what happened.
Warriors had their media day Monday, practice yesterday. Steve Kerr talked to the media yesterday about a lot of stuff. Jonathan Kuminga's in the fold for now.
23 mil.
And it's time to go, as yeah. Buster Posey would say.
I'm happy selfishly, but I do want to give you a victory lap real quick, Stani. And you weren't the only one, but I won't take any flowers away from you. I believe Evan was there too. Jonathan Kuminga took this to the to the last second because the Warriors can't give him what he needs in regard to job detail. And selfishly, as a fan, I want him here. I'm hoping it can work. But the fact and the way that this contract is set up with the team option, not the player option, Stani, it looks like he could be traded in January. And as a fan, I'm hoping if that were to happen, you get something better than a Malik Monk, who after a while I keep thinking like, oh, he wouldn't be too bad, but obviously they didn't think he fits. But is there any part of your being that thinks whatever role Jonathan Kuminga has on this team to start the season, and I hope is sixth man, because if you wanted to start him, I'm with that, but I know it's not going to happen to where he finishes the whole year in a Warrior uniform.
I think it's possible.
All right.
I think it's possible, but I don't think – he's going to be here next year.
Oh, well, okay.
I think probably around the deadline, they'll have offers. They might take one. They might not if they don't think it's good enough. And then I think they'll try to move him. The team option is important to the Warriors because now if they trade him, the team they trade him to will have control over him at least.
Yeah.
Or could rip up that last year and just sign Jonathan to a completely new contract, as the Warriors theoretically could. So
what did they gain? Kuminga's camp and Aaron Turner, who, you know, I got to give AT credit from the standpoint of joining the show a couple Fridays ago. But Stoney, what he's doing on Twitter right now, going back at the trolls, and this is prerogative. And when this was all said and done, this offer had been there a while. So I don't know if they were operating from a state of spite and let's just hold stuff up for the team that Jonathan may not want to be a part of, but he is to start the season. I don't know, Stoney. I'm not in the game. We had Myers on last Friday. I'm not feeling the way he's operating or conducting his business. You say what to that?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters at this point. I don't think the team begrudges Kuminga anything.
Got the job done.
I don't think anybody's mad at Kuminga. I'm certainly not mad at Kuminga. He did what he had to do. His agent handled it the way he handled it, and he's taken a 2-year, $48 million contract. And the Warriors are going to try to trade him, and if they can't, then maybe they can patch things up during the next 6 months to see if they can get this guy in the fold long term. I do think now, looking at the whole situation and what each side wanted, this is actually probably the best for each side in terms of their flexibility. Now there's a scenario in which Kuminga could theoretically become a free agent at the end of this year. And if that doesn't happen, he can definitely become a free agent at the end of next year. So he pushed back kind of control for the possibility that it could last 1 year longer for him to gain control, but he didn't want to give up, $15 million, which are $14 million, whatever the difference is between eight and that first year, 22-23. So he'll be back. Yeah. And now we see how it all works out. And I'm far less concerned about Kuminga's attitude or demeanor than, well, what is going to change, if anything? There's still Butler, there's still Draymond Green,
facts,
and there's still an uncomfortable fit. So, again, I'm not concerned about guys being upset with Kuminga. I don't think they care one way or the other.
Curry told us yesterday in his little soundbite that Willard and Dibs were playing.
But I think that, how it plays out from here is what's important, and how they can try to figure out how to get this guy back in the fold if they want him back in the fold.
Yeah, and now that they are whole and complete, Stoney, it looks like without Horford, I'm trying to get excited, but his age, and you've always been hammering the drum of how old this team is. I'm excited, but I still feel like this team needs some more size, some young athletic size. And until they get that, they'll go about it the way they want to. But if I look at the inception of Jimmy Butler last year and how this team took off, I truly don't, with what they've added and what they've lost in regard to Looney and whatnot, I don't expect them not to continue what they started last regular season.
The other question I have is, okay, Kuminga's back. I got a lot of questions about the Warriors right now, now that it's kind of fallen into place. One is, does Steve Kerr have to change his approach in how he coaches Jonathan Kuminga?
Why would he?
Because
if they get rid of him in January, I'm sorry.
Okay, well then I don't believe they're going to have a good year if he's just here and the only goal is for him to get to the deadline where he can be traded. And the other thing is, if Steve Kerr coaches Jonathan Kuminga like he coached him last year, then we're going to have Jonathan Kuminga not playing as much as he wants, and we're going to start talking about the value of his next contract and who might want to trade for him and all that kind of stuff. The other thing that's very interesting here is Steve Kerr's status. Got one more year left. This is it. He's got one more year left in his deal, And then we have no clue who's going to be the coach next season. He says he doesn't care.
I love that.
He's actually done this before. In 2024, he started the year without a contract for the following year, and he ended up getting an extension in February. So this isn't the first time Kerr's worked, quote unquote, as a lame duck. Yeah. I don't think he cares. They'll figure it out at the end of the year, whether he's going to come back for another one
That's
or two
when
or whatever.
Season, Steiny, and you got, you know, job security. I mean, he's a made man here, and you're right. I made a lot of it the last time it was like this for Steve Kerr. But for him to say that, I believe it. All he's worried about is getting wins and getting back to the playoffs.
Yeah, and just a little, you know, jumping off discussion point. I'm looking at Chris A. on the YouTube chat. Kerr needs to showcase JK for the financial part of the contract. And I hate that idea.
Now, when you say showcase, what do you mean? Because we know what he is.
It sounds to me like it means, you know, you're going to have to get this guy playing time. You're going to have to kind of build up his value, maybe rebuild up his value. And
but don't you think you know what his value is? If it's just like if I were a Sixer GM, I got enough data and film on Kuminga. And obviously him getting off to a good start would help that. I'm not saying that. But as far as this guy being brand new to the NBA – I mean, you got 4 years worth of them.
Well,
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just think they need his services, Steiny.
I don't think another team really knows what to make of Kuminga right now. I think a lot of teams out there are wondering what happened with Kuminga here in Golden State. But you got a coach at the end of his contract. You got a young player who's going to be here for at least the next 6 months. Yeah. And you got 3 veteran players who are trying to get back to a deep playoff run. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's what's happening today. We're going to talk Warriors till 11 o'clock, and then we're going to have Ross Tucker, our NFL Odyssey insider. He's going to join us today at 11 o'clock. We figured it's better this week than next. 49ers won't be coming off a game. So, obviously, the Niners play tomorrow against the Rams,
game,
so
man.
We'll have Ross Tucker on today at 11. And then we'll get into the Niners. But it's basketball the first hour on 95.7 The Game. How you feeling, the Warriors? It's finally over, but it's starting. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.